The Floating Theater, written by Martha Conway and read by Amy Finnegan. When the steamboat Moselle blew apart just off its Cincinnati landing, I was sitting below deck in the ladies' cabin, sewing tea leaves into little muslin bags and plotting revenge on my cousin Comfort for laughing at me during dinner. I had many ways of getting back at her. Sometimes I put a few darts in her cuffs so that when her wrists swelled, which they always did when she was performing, she would have to cut the cloth later to get her arms out. Or I snipped her lace ties just a little, which kept her from pulling her corset as tightly as she liked. Or I sewed a small pigeon feather into the back of one of her costumes so that when she walked across the stage, the shaft scratched at her skin. I was Comfort's seamstress, dresser, and trunk packer, and 100 other things as well. She was the famous Comfort Virtue. That was her stage name. But she was not famous, and she was not related to Lord and Lady Virtue of Suffolk, England, as she claimed at dinner. Comfort was nearly 30, but gave her age as my own, 22. In the last 6 months, offers for ingenue roles had begun to dry up, but she was not yet willing to move on to stately matriarchs or widows, since those parts received second or third billing at best. Instead, she booked us both tickets to St. Louis on the steamboat Moselle, in search, as she put it, of new opportunities. We had quarreled about it in Pittsburgh. I wanted to take an overland coach to New York, where there were more opportunities. But Comfort had had enough of New York. "We haven't enough money for that, Frog. Anyway, I've got an offer from the new theater in St. Louis. The director is putting together a company." She smiled at me. She was a very beautiful woman, my cousin, with bright reddish-gold hair that I curl in rags for her every night, and clear blue eyes, and good teeth. Although her nose was ever so slightly crooked, it called attention to the cleft on her chin. "A firm offer?" I asked. She liked to say that she rescued me after my mother died, but that was not true. She recognized an opportunity as all, like the opportunity she now saw in St. Louis. No one knew us there. She could be 22 and just starting out, instead of almost 30 and stumbling along. I would be who I always was, her dark-haired cousin who sewed for her and stayed well off the stage. I could be 22 also, which I was.